India, India, India,
Dash,
Forum,
Forum.
India, Dash, Forums.com. Addiction,
addiction,
at its best.
Guys, you listen to Craze FM Radio with Lucas Mead, a live show every Friday and every Sunday, 8 to 11. And now we have somebody on the line. I don't know if this is the person you're waiting for. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, hello, Mr. Iqbal. How are you doing?
Very good, Lucas. How are you doing?
Good, good. I'm fine. Thank you. You know, we have thousands and thousands of people waiting for you here, and I hope that you had a great day, and you're still shooting right now, aren't you?
I am, yes.
Okay.
It's 12:15 and yes.
Is it? So how is everything going in India right now?
Very good, inshallah. Everything's fine.
Brilliant. Okay, first of all, I would like to welcome you to Craze FM Radio in conjunction with India Forum. You're on line and on air in front of a lot of people who are listening to you. We have a lot of questions here for you. And let's just start shooting right now. It's the first one is, when you inform your parents of your wish to become an actor, what was their reaction? And this one is from Mini.
I think they were very supportive.
Uh-huh.
Because I was the first one in the family who probably got into something like this.
Okay. But they were quite supportive.
Small town.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they were quite nice. My father is a very modern man.
Oh, brilliant. That helps, you know.
Yeah, definitely that helps.
Brilliant. So Artistia and Ekta are wondering, who's your favorite character in Kaisa Ye Pyaar Hai? And of course, you cannot include your own character in it.
My favorite character?
Yeah, favorite character.
His character would be Dadi.
The Dadi?
Yeah, because there's a lot of emotional changing that happens with Dadi and Amrit. So
yeah.
Oh,
that's quite touchy-touchy, isn't it? Okay, we have okay, the other question is it true that first you were given the role of Sameer in KGGK, and why did you choose the Kaisa Ye Pyaar Hai over the other one? That's from Sim.
See, Star Plus is a big channel also, and Kahani Ghar Ghiti is an established serial.
Uh-huh.
So if you do that kind of role, you would be established as well. But the thing is, I didn't want to do the usual stuff.
Yeah. You wanted to do something totally different.
It was a different ballgame altogether. I had to make a decision between, you know, a television, and now I'm going to switch to television, so it's going to be something different.
Bilkul.
So I didn't want to get into something like, maybe not initially get into Saaj Bahu and all that.
Yeah.
So this.
You felt it was a kind of a gut feeling that, you know, you wanted to take this one.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So I thought, so why not just get into something
yeah.
different?
And you chose something.
It was Tommy, it was Prime Time, it was Ekta Kapoor, it was a new show, and not Saaj Bahu, and main lead, and Rockstar, and blah, blah, blah. And
exactly. It was wicked. It was wicked. So we have Yamna from Norway is asking you something very strange. She goes, why are you so hot? I know that this one can you can reply with anything, and I think this is about 50 other questions.
My answer to that would be I'll take that as a compliment.
Okay, what is that one thing you hate about the entertainment industry, Iqbal? This is from Mini. Anything you hate about?
I wouldn't die if I say that I hate something about it. That's like that'll be totally.
Anything you just feel negative about, or
something that you into, something that you work, something that gives you a button butter.
Yeah.
I don't.
So you like being in shootings? Do you get exhausted and things like that? I mean,
I do, but that's okay. That's everywhere, wherever, whichever field you go.
Yeah.
There is all sorts of things happen in every field. It's not only in the entertainment industry.
Exactly.
It is that in the entertainment industry, it's usually everything is like an open book. So maybe that's why. People target here first.
Exactly. You knew.
Everywhere.
You knew.
Struggle is everywhere. Hard work is everywhere. So.
I know. So you knew about the whole thing before you jumped into it anyway, right? So that's the whole
idea. No, you have an idea. You have an idea, basically.
Mm.
But, once you get into it, that's the time, sorry. That's the time you realize and get more into it, and that's the time you realize what it is all about.
Okay. Well, we have another question from Angad Love Kripa. That's a user. Who do you think is the most negative? Who do you think is the most negative character in Kaisa Yeh Pyaar Hai?
The most negative?
Yeah. You don't need to tell us about the future. Just present. Who's the negative at this very moment? Who you think it is?
As of now, mm-hmm. I don't think there are any.
Not anyone, yeah.
Solid negative. I think Karthik and Anita would be.
Yeah, I think we'll say that.
Yeah,
then.
Karthik and Anita.
Yeah. Do you think looks are important than inner beauty? And how do you manage to look so hot? Okay, that's another one. To Mika and Hunger Creeper fans, these questions are coming directly from the mouths of these people who are in the chat room, and they're stuffing the chat room with their comments like, oh my god, I love his voice, oh my god, I'm going crazy. So, you know, just say anything you want at this very moment. They're listening.
I love you too. Okay. See, inner beauty is, I guess it carries a little weight.
Mm-hmm.
The outside beauty definitely carries a little weight when mm-hmm. it comes to the entertainment.
Exactly.
But finally, it's your word that speaks.
Exactly. So you have to be
it's like marriage, you know.
Yeah.
You would probably get into you get married to a good-looking man or a good-looking woman.
Yeah. No, I don't know because I'm not married
maybe
yet.
If the person is not good enough or not a good human being. You can probably live on the basis of looks for the first 4 months. After that, it's the other things that come.
Exactly. It is the internal thing.
With everything else.
Absolutely. So which was the toughest phase in your life, and how did you handle things? That's a question from Charu. The toughest phase in your life, and how did you handle it?
Toughest phase was, I did 2 feature films. Both of them flopped.
Oh.
I had no work. Yeah. I had no money.
that is the toughest phase. But you were brilliant. You were absolutely brilliant in both of the movies. That's one thing I have to say. You did a
very
wicked job.
Thank you very, very much.
And what is most important to you, just being famous or doing quality work and not getting as much fame? What do you think is famous is better, or doing good work and not being famous? That's from Attitude Ash and Fort.
If you don't do good work, mm-hmm. you will not be famous for the right reason.
Exactly.
So I guess both go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do quality work to get famous.
Yeah.
You can't be famous if you don't do quality work.
No, of course you can't. That's one thing. So from the small screen, which actors or actresses do you look up to? And what about Bollywood? This is from Megavi Taslima Mubai, Nice and Sweet.
No, I have no idols as such.
No idols as such from small screen, but what about Bollywood?
No idols as such. There are no idols as such there as well. It is that it's all about when you become a star.
Yeah.
You probably have control over a lot of things like script, shot taking.
Uh-huh.
And once you have control over that, then, you know, things are on your side. And that's how things suddenly become big.
Yeah. So what was it like working with...
I like the kind of roles that Ajay Devgan does.
Yeah.
I like Nasiruddin Shah. I like directors like... Imtiaz Ali, who directed Sochana Tha,
mm-hmm.
like Farhan Akhtar.
Yeah. So I have one question for myself here. We have a couple of more. Were you a Shararti Bacha when you were young, or were you just a chup job and sitting on the corner as like, I'm not going to do anything because I'm too Sharif?
No, I had different phases.
Is it?
When I was 5, 6, 7,
uh-huh.
that time I was like rowdy, you know, the neighbors were fed up.
Oh.
Yeah, like, oh god, boys always shouting and...
We're shouting without...
Those vocal cords.
Is it? So do you like singing as well? Is there any song would you like to, just one line?
Oh, no way.
No way? Nothing.
Angad sings.
Yeah.
It's all dubbed.
It just moves its lips, yeah? So do you think, there's one thing which I was wondering about, do you think that love lasts forever? Or do you think that's something which fades away by time? Or it depends on the situations as well with people? Or it depends on people?
If it lasts?
Yeah, does it last forever?
If it doesn't last, it's never love.
Yeah, so what is it then?
Yeah.
Is it?
That's what I'm saying. If it lasts,
mm-hmm.
that means it's love.
Yeah, if it's not...
You think it's love, and if it doesn't last, it will never love.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So what is the most precious thing in your life, which you say is the most precious thing, and that's it?
For now, it's my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And my family in Bombay, that's Sneha.
Yeah.
Because she's my family, and I don't live there with my family, so Sneha is there, she takes care of me.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah, these two.
Yeah, parents should be actually the first priority in any case, I believe. So do you think, there's one question from Tina, Jenny, and Sumaya Khan, which goes on the same thing. Are there any wedding bells coming up soon? And of course, if there are, and we are jealous as hell, but still, are there any coming very soon? That's the question.
I do sometimes feel that, you know, I stay alone and, you know, you want to go back home to someone.
Yeah,
because I've always lived alone.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'm at the right age right now. I think I'm going to wait for another 3 years at least.
Yeah. So are you going to put more work into serials, or are you going to more into movies? What are you thinking about?
I haven't made no strategies. I make no plans.
Yeah.
Because everything happens. Whatever is God's will, it happens. No matter how many plans and strategies you make, it doesn't really mean. You just have to work hard.
Yeah, exactly.
Give it your best shot and leave the rest to Allah.
Yeah. You have, this is a very funny and tricky question here. If you had to choose between your career and Sneha, who would it be? That's from Rad's Attitude, Queen, Tanai, Hira, Angel, USA Girl, Nazia Akhtar, Nish, Cool, Amazing, and Hot. These girls have the same mind, you know. So, let's see. What do you say?
If I had to choose between these two.
You can't choose one. You just have to give one up.
I don't think I would ever get into this kind of a situation.
Yeah, I hope you don't. I really hope you don't, and I hope your girl's question doesn't come through.
I was there when there was no career.
Yeah.
And Sneha is still there when there's a career, so.
No. That
she's
is
always there.
That's how it should be anyway, Hena. That's how it should be.
Yeah.
So what is your real personality? Is it anything to do with Angad as well, or are you totally different from it when you're in real life?
Oh, no way. I am so absolutely different. I don't wear junk on my neck, and I don't wear earrings and lockets.
So you don't like anything on your face or in your ears or something like that?
I'm jeans and t-shirt kind of a guy.
Is it?
Yeah.
So as far as your training is concerned, like, you know, any gym and weights and all that, how much are you into those? Keep yourself
fit. I work out every day. Not in the gym, because we shoot all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Every day. It's a daily soap. Mm-hmm. And if you bring the main lead, and you have to shoot every day.
Okay.
And I don't get to go to the gym. Like me, Amit Chandan, you guys don't get to go to the gym.
Yeah.
So we get a set of weights in the vanity van, and we work out in the van every day.
So how many hours are you having shooting nowadays? This is Sunday today, and you're still in the shooting, right?
Oh, there's nothing known as a holiday
in
our industry. We work every day.
Okay. So if you had to
stop working on Sundays, you won't have a Monday episode.
Yeah, exactly. You won't. So if you had a choice between, the serial Jassi Jassi Koini, Kusum, or Pooja, Ye Meri Life Hai, who would you pick and why? And keep in mind that Dinky is not an option here. That's from Hippie to Go. they're putting Dinky everywhere now.
Jesse and Kusum
and Pooja. Ye Meri Life Hai from.
Oh, choose between what? As in what?
As in just to choose the drama, or say, okay, this is a good one. Like, you know, I would rather be a part of this or something like that. Or something, you know, you sit at one night and you say, okay, which one should I see?
At the cost of Kesa?
Yeah.
At the cost of Kaisa Hai Pyar Hai? No, I wouldn't. None of these.
None of these? Okay.
Yeah.
Say yes.
Why? I wouldn't want to leave Kaisa Hai Pyar Hai for anything.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't. So, here's another rapid-fire question, okay? Let's see if you can come up with them right away. Your favorite food?
Non-veg.
Your favorite drink?
Orange juice.
Color?
Blue.
Your favorite sport?
Sport?
Yeah.
Sport would be In school I still.
Your favorite movie?
Face Off.
Your favorite TV show? your favorite actor? And you can't choose yourself, of course.
Okay. John Travolta.
Your favorite actress?
Mm. Namrata Shirodkar.
Okay. And the last one is the sexiest actress in Bollywood, which you think. And there is another one again. You cannot count in Dinky. Okay.
Sexiest actress in Bollywood.
Yeah.
Would be... I live in Bombay. Let me give an explained answer to it.
Okay.
I live in Bombay. You know these people, so
so you can see them properly without the makeup.
You can't really. Yeah, I like Namrata Shirodkar.
Uh-huh.
I like Ayesha Takia.
Uh-huh.
I like Isha Kopitkar.
Uh-huh. She's quite good.
Mm.
Yeah. So and so that's the three people you think are on the top at this moment. If you actually, from your point of view.
Sorry, I didn't get your question.
No. Okay. No, I meant that these are the three people you actually would define as sexiest actors, even though you live in Bollywood and know them inside out without the makeup and with the makeup. Okay, we have another one.
Let's not talk about without the makeup.
Oh, okay, we won't. We definitely won't. If you were to be given a chance to be in any Hollywood movie, any one which has been directed already or coming up, who would you like as your co-star, as the heroine which you think you would, you know, suit very well, but not just something you think like, oh, she's good, but you have to be looking good with her as well. Who do you think is the person?
Salma Hayek.
Salma Hayek, yeah. Okay. I think I had an idea where you would say that. I think I had an idea. So, what is the one thing you would be nothing? What is the one thing you would be nothing without? You, like, totally lose it if you lose that thing.
Parents. That mom.
Mm-hmm. That is the most precious thing in your life at this very moment, anyway. And it should be.
If you have good parents,
yeah.
You're nice human beings. If they're nice human beings, you know them. Whether they're good or bad. Every child knows it.
Yeah.
And if your parents are good human beings,
yeah.
They're God-fearing.
Hmm.
60% of your life is made.
Yeah, absolutely.
The 40% of this that you have.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, that's one thing which I really admired about you, because in a lot of your interviews you talk about your parents a lot. And because you have your fans which are based in around the world, and at this very moment in the chat room as well, which are from 8 to 50, 60, 70. And that's a very, very good thing, that even between every interview you talk about the parents, because I think it's a very good value you're also giving them while being somebody to look up to as well.
It's very important to
exactly.
love your parents. And we can never repay them, but the least we can do is keep happy.
Exactly. Exactly. So is there any... do you play pranks with your co-stars, says Mini? Or are you just a chup-chup here as well in the set?
No, I know Chup Chup, but not really into prank and all that.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I don't know. Amit Chandan and I probably we fool around in the set sometimes.
Yeah? You should fool around, you know, to have a little bit.
The cameraman.
Yeah. Can't get the cameraman to take the lead out of it, isn't it? That's what you can do there.
Yeah.
So would you yeah. What kind of advice would you give Iqbal to a person who wants to be an actor? And how should they start their career? That's from Sonia from Crazy FM.
Yeah. Please don't think that it's a lot of fun and the green is grass on the other side.
Yeah.
If you want to get into it, make sure that you're getting into something that's working day in and day out and a lot of hard work, a lot of sweat and blood.
Exactly.
That's how you get your fame and your money.
Exactly.
That's
a kamana bilkul asani. So what do you think for you at this very moment while you're in the industry? You think pesa is more important, or do you want to do your quality work? Like, of course, both have to be in a balance, but what do you think is more important?
Both have.
Are you totally nuts after acting, or is it just after the money? You know, what kind of balance
is it? You can't be only after one thing.
Yeah.
If you're only after work,
mm-hmm.
then... You might as well go join theater.
Yeah, that's
you get your acting satisfaction and you get no money.
Exactly.
Or if you only want money, then you will never, you'll always compromise on work. So it has to be a balance.
It has to be a balance.
That's how you get the best of both.
Okay. So we have another question here. It's like, how can your fans contact you if they wish to do so? And there are lots of people who ask this one. So is there any way they can contact you? Of course, I cannot give you mobile number.
I have an email ID.
Okay.
I have an email ID.
Read it out so I can...
I don't... I, No, I don't remember what it is. I think Sneha knows it.
Is it something like
what I do is I'll tell. The last time I went to the cyber cafe was, I think, in 1969.
Whoa. Did I have internet then?
I'll ask Sneha to get on the forum and probably she'll leave you guys a message.
Okay, so this is another question which I would probably link in myself from Upper Girls. Is it Sneha who's going to be reading the mails and deleting them right away? Or are you getting? Are you going to be reading them yourself?
No, she, even if it's a mail, something like, right on to you, she would definitely, she knows it, she's an active woman, so she knows it. It's my work, and these things happen, so.
Is it? I understand that, and so much understanding it has to be, you know, because she knows you're in this industry, and you're going to have girls pouring right over you, like they are right now in the chat room here. So a poem is written for you here from Jenny. She wrote something like this, if you want to listen to that. It goes, when I see you on screen, my heart melts. When I see you cry, my heart cries even more. When you're in pain, it creates my pain in my heart. When you smile, it feels like the world is in full laughter. You're very special, and I love you so much. Oh, that's so sweet. Isn't it?
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. If she can do me a favor, if she can, after Sneha gives me the email address, she can just email me this thing,
brilliant.
I'll probably frame it and keep it in my room.
Brilliant. Jenny, if you can send this one to the address which you're going to be getting afterwards, and I'm going to be mentioning that in the live show, the whole show afterwards as well, if I can get it sometime later on. So is there any message you would like to say to Craze FM fans and the India Forum fans? First of all, we would just like you to just to say out a jingle here, which I'm going to take out afterwards, because we might not grab you.
I just want to say that I'm nothing without you guys, because as long as you people are with me, the work is there, the series is there. So just keep loving me and keep watching Kaisa Hai Pyaar Hai.
No.
And I just want to thank all of you a lot.
No, that's brilliant. So is there, can you at the very end say, you're listening to Craze FM and this is Iqbal Khan, so I can just read it out afterwards.
What is it?
Craze FM? Yeah. You're listening to Craze FM and my name is Iqbal Khan.
Hi, you're listening to Craze FM, and my name is Iqbal Khan. You watch me as Angad in Kaisa Hai Pyaar Hai. I love you all.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you very much for your time, Mr. Iqbal, and I hope that you have the most successes in the world. And as I said before, a person who actually respects and admires their parents this much deserves all the best in the world. So just keep smiling and have a brilliant life and a brilliant career as well. Thank you very much for India Forums giving us your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Iqbal. And good luck. Bye-bye.